technocrats sunk their claws into President Donald Trump, and he rolled over. This is from Patrick Wood at Technocracy News. And he says, you know, and he's got a bullet point here. He's got six different items. He says, we got the executive order that Trump signed well before there was anybody dying, right, claiming that it was a pandemic. And then it set the stage for mRNA and DNA injections. It turned over the design, manufacturing, and distribution to the military. It set up a huge private-public partnership with Big Pharma. And he said it set up a task force that was co-headed by the Secretary of Defense. Operation Warp Speed confirmed the design, the manufacturing, and the distribution by the military. And this was in September of 2019. We just keep getting all this stuff. You know, September 2019, Trump signs this that does all of that, sets the stage for the mRNA and DNA injections. And you got Fauci the next month at the Milken Institute saying, you know, well, how do we, the guy asked him, how do we get everybody in the world to take an untested vaccine? Well, we do it with disruption from the inside and we do it iteratively. You got Alex Azar from Eli Lilly, the biggest, you know, the biggest lobbyist that Eli Lilly had, then becomes CEO, and then Trump puts him in as HHS secretary. And he's saying 9 months before this stuff rolled out, back in the spring of 2019, yeah, well, he tells this biodefense agency, I think there's going to be some kind of a pandemic coming from a respiratory virus, and it's going to be really soon, all the rest of this stuff. But, you know, this executive order, this is in writing. This is not just somebody saying something at a convention there. And, of course, Donald Trump, at the same time that Alex Azar was saying that, Donald Trump was saying, not going to give anybody any exemptions for informed consent, not medical exemptions, not religious exemptions. Measles, that's really going around. They got to get the shot, got to get the shot. You know, no exceptions for anybody. Don't tell me that he would not have mandated this, because most of Biden's mandates were done in terms of financial coercion and incentives of private companies that did business with the federal government. Of course he would have done it. Would have done it exactly the same way. So when you go back to this executive order that was, so, you know, Trump does the executive order on Friday the 13th. And that releases the money to the governors so that they can implement the legislation that was passed out to them in December of 2001. 2 months after 9/11 and the anthrax attack that happened the week after that. And of course, 2 months prior to that, there had been the wargaming of Dark Winter. And so all of that was there, just needed to be funded. So that's what Trump did on Friday the 13th. He released the money to get these people to do what had already been laid out and practiced for 20 years. But then 2 months before that, you had had Alex Azar say that it was a pandemic. And then we have, what is it, 4 months earlier, you've got Trump putting out this executive order that says periodically new influenza A viruses emerge from animals, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Sounds like their narrative. This situation is called an influenza pandemic. It has the potential to spread rapidly around the globe with high rates of illness and death. This is reading from his, again, his September 2019 executive order from Trump. Most influenza vaccines are made in chicken eggs using a 70-year-old process that requires months-long production timelines, limiting their utility for pandemic control, blah, blah, blah. And of course, there's also the fact that yeah, we had this tradition of testing things. We got rid of that with warp speed, with Trump's warp speed. Then they have the solution part in the second section, and there's a lot of this here if you want to read more of the details here. They've got this at Technocracy News. The solution was alternative methods, more agile, rapid responses, and all the rest of this stuff, including, this is in the order itself, including cell-based and recombinant vaccine manufacturing through cost-sharing agreements with the private sector, which shall include an agreed-upon pricing strategy during a pandemic. You see, all of this stuff was in place. To say that, and you know, just as I played for you yesterday, Catherine Austin Fitz talking to Greg Hunter, who's, you know, repeating all the talking points of the MAGA cult. Trump didn't know. He was just surrounded by all these deep staters and these people who deceived him and controlled him. Well, it's like, well, then, okay, so he doesn't know how to be president. He was completely owned. He was stupid. I don't think so. And neither did Catherine Austin Fitch. She said, no, he knew. You know, he was skeptical about vaccines. He was skeptical about autism. He used that, as I've said, to bid his price up for the pharmaceutical companies. Pfizer giving him $1 million for his inauguration stuff. But he was laying the foundation for this stuff with executive orders he was signing. He knew about vaccines. He knew what he was signing here. He did everything the globalist wanted, everything the depopulationist wanted, everything the military-industrial complex, the technocracy, the multinational corporations, big pharmaceutical companies. It was just blank check time for them. Paid for it all. Again, you know, they give him $1 million. He turns around and gives them back $2 billion of your money to set up, to tool up, to make the warp speed injection. Then he buys it from them, and they have like $40 billion terms of sales. He even delivers it for them using our military and all the rest of this stuff. And, of course, it was something that DARPA had been working on for quite some time. So I handed them the product, gave them the money to manufacture it, let them keep the profits. Meanwhile, they kill people, and he brags about it until just a few months ago, how many lives he saved. And then the public-private partnership, the Department of Defense, all of this is in this executive order that goes back to September. They even created a National Influenza Vaccine Task Force, put the Secretary of Defense in charge of it, along with Alex Azar, Health and Human Services Secretary, you know, former Eli Lilly executive. And so you had the Department of Defense, Department of Justice, Department of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, the Department of Homeland Security, FDA, the CDC, the NIH, the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, BARDA, which is like DARPA, all of this stuff. It's all of these different alphabets. We have been betrayed once again. Unfortunately, there are no free passes left for Trump. I think there's plenty of free passes at CPAC and Reawaken America. They're handing out free passes for Trump everywhere, aren't they? Said, unfortunately for us, in 2024, the MAGA chants are morphing into a distant illusion of the promise of a former reality. That's a good way to describe this. Yeah, the distant promise that we could have America the way that it was before, you know, he destroyed the Constitution and poisoned people worldwide. Yeah, you think you're going to get normal back with Trump? Trump destroyed normal.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. Trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.